fulfilling the law. When Jesus came to the earth, he introduced new sacraments and a new way of living. Where does that leave the Old Testament and precepts that had been followed for centuries by the Jewish nation? Jesus reiterates several times that he had not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. How did Christ accomplish this statement and fulfill the law? First of all, we need to understand what the law comprised. As Jews were under the rule of the God, God set up laws which included civil, ceremonial, and spiritual aspects. The civil laws for the governance of the nation. Today, each nation has civil laws, so we are not obligated to follow the Jewish governance laws. Then, there are a number of ceremonial laws, especially around cleansing and purification. The perfect sacrifice of Jesus had not been made, so there were substitutionary sacrifices of sorts. After Christ's death, he introduced two sacraments, baptism and Holy Communion. Finally, there are moral and spiritual laws encapsulated in the Ten Commandments. These are timeless and applicable to all. Obeying the law. Jesus beautifully demonstrates that love is the perfect fulfillment of the law. Loving God and loving others is the key to obeying God. While most of the then religious leaders tried to fulfill all aspects, these two were severely compromised. This reduced their religion to meaningless rituals. In Romans 13:8-10, Paul also explains Jesus' summation of the commandments in love, a quality of God itself. The term fulfill gives a perspective of fullness which does not leave scope for any compromise when it comes to obeying Christ. Obedience involves regular cleansing through the blood of Christ and growing to maturity through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is accompanied by a deep desire to help others grow to maturity. Relaxing the law. As imperfect humans, we tend to relax the law in the following ways. We question, did God really say this? Or we rationalize, this can't be too bad, or it's not possible, etc. And then we avoid. We just imagine nothing happened. Jesus' position on relaxing the law is very strong. Those who compromise and encourage others to do so fall straight down the ranks to be the least in the kingdom of God, if they are in the kingdom in the first place. Those who take serious steps towards obedience and leading others in the right path are true disciples. What is our commitment towards accomplishing every single aspect of God's teaching? Are we leading by example and encouraging others to attain greatness?